Alright, so I'll say, so we left off last a few weeks back now already in Simon Memvav, Hilchos Berchos Hashachas. If I remember correctly, we actually did Halacha Aleph over here. Just a quick review of that Halacha. So the Shulchan Aruch said that Halacha Lamaisa, in the event that when it comes to Berchos HaShachar, which are the brachos that we recite in the morning, so originally those were created as reactionary brachos. So you wake up first thing in the morning, you would hear the crowing of the rooster, and you would say, Asher Nasan Lasech Vivina Labchin Ben Yamu Ben Laila. You'd open your eyes, you'd say, Pokeach Ivrim. You'd put on your clothing, you'd say, Maldish Arumim. So on and so forth. The Shulchan Aruch then paskins that although that was the case, because as a result, ultimately, again, of people either not being well-versed in the brachos, or for that matter, people not washing their hands appropriately before reciting Shem Hashem, the practice became to go ahead and recite those brachos in shul, which is the practice that we have until this very day. If you look, that's Sif Beis. Achshov, mipnei she'in hayadayim nikios, v'gam mipnei ame ha'aratz oshin yodim osam, nagu l'sadra mebeis ha'knesses, Amin acharem im. So writes the Shulchan Aruch that today, remember again, these brachos have Shem Hashem. Because they have Shem Hashem, therefore by definition you have to wash Netilas Yadayim prior to going in and reciting these brachos. So the interesting kind of catch 22 you have over here is these brachos in their purest form are unfolding as you awaken in the morning. Right? So you wake up in the morning, and ultimately, again, you're saying over here, according to the Shulchan Aruch, Elokim Neshama. When you hear the kol tarnagol, the rooster, Asher Nasan Asech Vivina Lavchin and Yom Vein Laila. These brachos have the name of Hashem. Now, the truth is, it works fine, as long as the first thing when you open your eyes in the morning, you're washing your hands. But for many of us, that's not the case, right? I open my eyes, I'm awake for a little bit. I hit the snooze button, right? I open my eyes again, I hit the snooze button again. At some point in time, I get up and go to wash my hands. But in reality, a variety of these daily activities have already occurred. Therefore, said the Shulchan Aruch, because you have to do Netilas Yadayim prior to reciting these brachos, furthermore, again, also because there are many people who are Ami Aretz, who are just not knowledgeable about the various halachas, so the custom has become, or had become, to recite it in shul. So therefore, again, we do not recite these brachos anymore like in a reactionary way, but rather we just simply go ahead and recite them in shul when we get to shul in the morning. And this is the halacha l'maisa. So that's why, again, we come to shul, first thing we do is we recite Berachos HaShachar. Good. Gimel, Shulchan Aruch, right? An interesting halacha. Chayiv Adam Levarich Bechol Yom Mea Brachos Lefachos. A person is obligated to make at least 100 brachas a day. 100 brachas a day. So where does that come from? So we'll say, if you take a look in the Ber Hativ, which is the towards the bottom of the page, one of the smaller paragraphs on the right, you see I underlined it there. Brachos, Vav, you see that? Hatam, Lufi Shayu Mesim Bechol Yom Mea Nefashos Miyisrael, Tikein David Alzeh, Levarich Mea Brachos Bechol Yom. It's actually very interesting. So apparently David HaMelech knew that there were 100 Jews who died every day. Interesting. 100 Jews who die every day. So therefore David HaMelech was metakin, he instituted that you should recite 100 brachas. 100 brachas per day, corresponding to the 100 Jews, which is actually interesting. Every neshama that's here produces a certain amount of kiddusha. So I guess David HaMelech's cheshbon was that when a person dies, the world loses their kiddusha. To make up for that lost kiddusha, we each recite 100 brachos. It's actually a very beautiful idea. So it seems to be he was metaking this. Now I don't know that the Ber Hativ is saying that there are always 100 Jews that die, but apparently something was happening in the time of David HaMelech. If I remember correctly, this was also during a time of a particular plague that was occurring. But once he instituted again for that particular moment, it remained on the books. 100 brachos a day. Now we'll say, now on any given day, it's not really all that complicated, because if you think about all the brachos, you have plus 3 Shmona Esrays a day, right? So 3 Shmona Esrays a day was 3 times 19, 57? Yeah, 57. So remember again, you've got 57 brachos just from Shmona Esray. Just a Shmona Esray. So remember again, it's interesting. So the Gemara goes through the Cheshbon, and if you're benching twice a day, had a very carbohydrate-heavy diet, right? So you're eating a lot of bread. So, okay, so even if you're not eating a lot of bread, the truth is, between the brachos you make on food, between Asha, Yatzar, if other brachos you make throughout the day, we easily hit 100. Where does this come up as a little bit of an issue? So here the Berhetiv writes, he says, Ubiyom Kippurim, Yom Kippur is a bigger problem. Now, by the way, it's not just Yom Kippur, it's really any Yom Tiv. But it's especially Yom Kippur. Why? Because you don't eat, right? Because again, remember, so the truth is, even on Yom Tiv, even on Shabbos, right, you have much less. Remember, again, on a regular Yom Tiv davening, Shmona Esrei is 7 brachas, right? You have 3 in the beginning, 3 in the end, and 1 middle bracha. So already, again, you're down by almost a third, right, in every single Shmona Esrei. The good news about general Yom Tiv is, you're eating, right? And you're eating plenty. So there's plenty of ways to make up the brachas. Yom Kippur, therefore, poses a unique situation. Because I need to get, because on one hand, Shmona Esrei is still short. Right? I mean, Shmona Esrei and Yom Kippur is long, but there are few brachos. There are less than the normal number of brachos. Plus, I don't have any eating. So what do I do? So yeah, it's actually very interesting. So the Berhetiv writes, he says, Kasu likech hadas b'samim u'misha l'sha yariach yivarech. What should you do? Take hadasim. Why? What good do hadasim do for you? Bracha. Borei atzei b'samim. Now here's the chat. You'll say, it's not fine. You can do that once. No. In fact, what you could do is every once in a while, you could go and you could pick up the hadasim. You could smell it. And every once in a while, you can make your own bracha. Borei atzei b'samim. Now, others don't like this. Achi efshel avarech kopan im lo behesech hadas. So first of all, the only way you could go ahead and make another bracha is how? Is if you had hesech hadas, lapse of awareness. Only if there's an awareness lapse, they can make another bracha of hesech hadas. Showing up in the shitza, right next to Chayim. So only then can you go ahead and make another bracha if there is an actual hesech hadas. Uktas poskim kasu, de'ino nachon lahariach reach tov biyom shetziv satora, biyom shetziv satora, sorry, I lost. Anos Adam, Lanos Adam Nafsho. Alkin, Yosetov Lismoch ala Poskim, Danias Amin Achad de Chazar Sashats, Danias Amin Achara Olam Batora, Baftora, Bechlala Hashlim Mea Brachos, the Azlo Yitzdach Likach Bissamu Hada. So it's very interesting. So now, again, so it's number one to get to the 100 brachos on Yom Kippur is smelling Hadassim. Others say you can smell Hadassim on Yom Kippur. Why? Because the din on Yom Kippur is the inisimes nafsho seichem. You're supposed to afflict yourselves. What's the problem? The problem is when you're smelling hadasim, what happens? You get benefit. That's not affliction. So therefore, you can't smell hadasim. Okay, so thank you. So what do I do now? Obviously, I have a shortish one answer. I have no food. Now you want to take away my hadasim also. So what could I do? See, he advances another opinion, which is that you could rely on the opinions who hold that when you answer amin to a bracha, it's ki'ilu you've recited that bracha to yourself. Oh, now we're talking. Because now what I could do is, I could answer amen to all of the brachos of Chazaras Hashatz. I could also answer amen to all of the brachos of those who get an aliyah. Right? And if you begin to put this all together, so I'm coming up close to my mea brachos. If you turn the page, he writes in the Berhetiv, La'arech ben ayim agin Avram, fine. So what's this? I'm just pointing out of here. So this is just an interesting idea. So first of all, just so you see that the way the Shulchan Aruch, if you go back up to Sif Gimel on the Shulchan Aruch, back on page 1, so just if you notice, the lush of the Shulchan Aruch is Chayiv Adam Levarich Bechoyom Mea Brachos. So I just want to point out the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, this is not just a nice thing. You know, when you hear about this David HaMelech Institute, 100 people died a day, it's not just a nice thing, it's a Chiv. It's a Chiv. Now the reason it just doesn't register for most of us as like a standout chiv is because if you're davening 3 times a day, right, and you're just making brachos throughout the day, you're going to easily hit that 300 threshold. What about Yom Kippur? Machlokes. Either keep your hadassim handy, right, or just bring your besamim box with you, right? Keep your hadassim. You can say borei atzei borei, you say borei nei besamim, or you can rely on the recitation or the answering of amen for all of the other brachos of the day. Good. Let's go right there. Sif Dalit. Turn the page. Sif Dalit. Sarich Levarich Bechoyom. We'll say now we get into some very interesting sukkis. Sarich Levarich Bechoyom. Shalo Asani Goy. Every single day, as part of Berachos HaShachar, you have to recite the bracha of Shalo Asani Goy. Thank you Hashem for not making me a Gentile. Shalo Asani Aved. Thank you for not making me a slave. And Shalo Asani Isha. Thank you for not making me a woman. Hagah. So we'll say, so let's analyze it just a moment. So the Magen Avraham asks, we'll just say this outside because of time, but the Magen Avraham discusses, that, why don't we say, what's your shayla on this? We say shalas ani goy. If you were formulating the bracha, what would you say?
What's the other way?
Good. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Sha'asani Yisrael. What a better bracha. Right, first of all, in general, it's klal gadol in life. You know, too often, people define themselves by what they're not. I'm not this, I'm not this, I'm not this. Okay, that's great. Who are you? Who are you? So why not say shalom, sha'asani Yisrael? Thank you, Hashem. So look at the Magen Avraham. I'll show it to you inside just a moment. Look, it's sif tes. I didn't underline it, but it's the Magen Avraham, which is the right-hand paragraph, right to the side of the Shulchan Aruch. Sif tes. Sha'asani Yisrael. Shalom asani goy. Kitzarach lomar v'girsa sha'asani Yehudi. Shinu min ha'matfisim. So interestingly enough, the Magen Avraham says apparently there were siddurim that did have the girsa of sha'asani Yisrael. Isn't that interesting? Again, I don't know which siddurim, I don't know when it started, but apparently there were. The Magen Avraham says that's a mistaken text. We don't have a text of Sha'ani Sha'asani Yisrael. We only have a text, ultimately, again, of Shalom Asani Goy. Because of Bach, Yesh Makshim Amaylo Mavarech Sha'asani Yisrael Kimo Sha'abrachos Shemavarchen Alatova. Now, the truth is, the question is even stronger. Because if you look at the other brachos of Birchos HaShachar, they're thanking God actively for what? For what? For going ahead and giving me something. For example, we don't say, thank you Hashem for not making me blind. I say, pokeach ivrim, right? You give sight to the blind. I don't say, Hashem, thank you for not allowing me to remain unclothed. I say, malbish sharumim, you give clothing. So everything in Birchos HaShachar, we're thanking Hashem for that which He has given us. Yet over here, we're thanking Hashem for not making me a ghost. What's the pshat? He says something amazing. He says, umetartzim, Mishum dinoach la'adam shalom nivra, mishalim nivra. We'll say, this is a dramatic and overwhelming answer. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Magen Avraham says, there is a fundamental machlokes in the Gemara about noach la'adam shenivra, noach la'adam shalom nivra. It's a little bit heavy. But this machlokes, is it good that man was created? Or would it have been better for man to have not been created? The truth is, it's a real fundamental question. Is it good? Is it l'chatchila that we were created? Or b'diavad we were created? The way the Gemara ends off is, Noach ala Adam shalom nivra. It would have been better not to have been created. I'm saying, now understand what that means. That's Chazal saying, if I wouldn't have been created, then what would have happened? Where would my neshama be? In Shemayim, right, with the Chodesh Baruch Hu. So clearly no one can really argue on the fact that it's better, right? It'd be better for the neshama to have never come down to this world, from the neshama's perspective, better for the neshama to never be come down to this world, never be tainted or sullied. But the Gemara says, so it would have been better not to have been created. However, achshav shenivra, but now that a person has been created, maximize your life. We could spend hours on this because it happens to be a fundamentally profound yisod. Better to have not been created, but now that I've been created, let me maximize my opportunities. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham something amazing. Therefore, v'achshav sha'asani. So now, what do I say? I say v'lachim kamina ha'alavai shalom asani. Really, what the bracha means is like this: Hashem, if you ask me what's best, it would have been best to have not been created. V'achshav sha'asani. But now that you made me. Ani mevarich shalom asani akum o eved o isha. See, interestingly enough, so what it's saying over here is the fact that it's phrased in this way is to remind me of this machlokes. Had it said shasani Yisrael, I would have thought that my creation is lechatchila. Therefore, the bracha says shalom asani goy. So remind me that what my creation is a bidyavet. But now that I've been created. Ultimately, again, let me maximize my existence. Rabbi, so you say to yourself, why would we want to reinforce this idea? The lechatchila, it would have been better had it not been created. What a downer. So it's not a downer. What it does is it's a reminder of how hard we have to work to justify our existence. That the default is it would have been better not to have been born. Because to be born into this world and to do something dramatically amazing with your life that warrants your creation is an overwhelming and Herculean task. So therefore, every single time I say this bracha, shalom asani goy, when I really should be saying shasani Yisrael, I'm reminding myself that every single day I have to justify my creation. Every single day, I have to make the case to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to myself that you made a good choice by creating me. Isn't that incredible? I have to make that case. My day, I have to live my life in such a way that my day has to be a justification ultimately for my own creation. That's why ultimately we don't say the bracha on the positive, but rather we say it to the negative of Shelo Asani God. Anyways, we have to stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Meretz Hashem more with this theme. We're going to get this grouping of brachos, Shelo Asani Goy, Shelo Asani Aved, Shelo Asani Isha. We're going to discuss, have a variety of different things. I'll just end off with this, and we'll really have to stop. Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham writes, Venir Ali, he says over here, however, one important thing, which is, he actually points out over here, we'll have to say it for next time, if a person did say Sha'asani Yisrael, they don't have to go back and recite the bracha again. So I recited it in the negative to remind myself that it's hard to justify your existence in this world. But if you've been given a day of life, then make sure to justify it. So stop over here. Myron?